Chapter 58. Molly came in with a paper plate on which there were two apple turnovers. "You didn't want to hold him?" Molly said. She put the paper plate in front of Jesse. Absently, Jesse picked up one of the turnovers. "I got not one single piece of evidence that he has ever in his life committed a crime of any sort," Jesse said. He took a bite of the turnover. "His ex-wife says he could have done it," Molly said. Jesse chewed and swallowed. "Yum yum," he said. But she didn't say that he did do it. Any defense attorney in America would listen to that tape and see that I led her to it. Jesse ate some more of the turnover. "Plus," Molly said, "if it came to that, he could argue that she did it and she could insist that he did it and that would create reasonable doubt." "So, no, I didn't hold him," Jesse said. "This is an excellent turnover. You get it at Daisy Dykes?" "I baked it," Molly said.
"Baked it?"
"Yeah, you know, peeled the apples and made the crust and added the cinnamon and put in the sugar and folded it up and put it in the oven. You know, turnovers are like donuts. They just seem to be. You don't think of anyone making them."
"I made them," Molly said.
"Wow," Jesse said. "Wife, mother, cop, baker."
"Department sex symbol," Molly said.
Jesse finished the turnover. "Molly, I mean in no way to downgrade that, but you are the only woman in the department. So unless some of the guys are gay," Molly said.
Jesse nodded.
"Which I don't think they are," Molly said. Jesse nodded again. "Well, it may be a meaningless distinction," Molly said, "but it is a distinction, and I'm claiming it."
"Can I eat the other turnover?" Jesse said.
"Sure."
"Did you make them specifically for me?" Jesse said.
"No, I made them for my husband and children, but I saved two for you."
"Well, you're right. One takes the distinctions one can get," Jesse said.
"Besides, maybe a couple of the guys are secretly gay, and you actually are a department sex symbol."
"I'd prefer not to go there," Jesse said.